Construction of a multi-million dollar port in India's southern state of Kerala has become the focus of violent protests. For months, a Christian fishing community has been leading the demonstrations against the project. They say it's causing coastal erosion and destroying livelihoods. But a Hindu group close to the governing party has been holding counter-rallies in support of it. Let's go straight to Pavni Mittal, who's in Virinjam at the site of these protests. Good to see you, Pavni. How significant are these protests?
Well, as of now, the situation is calm but tense. And as you can see behind me, that is the shelter where you have the protesters. They've been sitting in here for days and months, actually. They've also set up a makeshift kitchen to my right. They have been here for more than 100 days. This is basically the entrance to that project, that $900 million project. Security has also been beefed up around here. There are many, the police have been deployed over here. Now, the port that the construction of which has stalled is being built by a company led by Asia's richest man, Gautam Adani. Now, most of the protesters are fisher folk. They live in around Virinjam, along the coast of the state of Kerala. They say that the construction and then later the port is going to undermine their livelihoods. They also say that many of them have been forced to leave their home to accommodate the construction. But the company, as well as the government, says that this port is going to be beneficial for the people. It says it will lead to more foreign trade, it will boost the economy, it will create many jobs. Now, the standoff turned violent earlier this week. Protesters attacked a nearby police station. At least 80 people were injured. Cases have been registered against more than 160 people. The Adani group has approached the High Court. A hearing is scheduled for tomorrow.
Pavni, clearly this port construction is very controversial. Why has it become so?
You know, they are concerned that this could spark religious tensions. You see, many of the protesters and fishing community members are from the Christian community. They have the support of the local church. Now, the church has condemned the violence, has also asked for an investigation. The government has registered cases against 20 priests and other Christian leaders. Now, in terms of supporters, there is local support. Hindu groups have also supported the construction of this port. They have taken out marches. Politically speaking, there is support for this port. Interestingly, the port has brought together political parties from two ends of the ideological spectrum. So you have India's Communist Party, which is in power in the state, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's right-wing Bharatiya Janata Party, both supporting this port and also saying that it does meet environmental standards. Now, local media is reporting that there are concerns that more violence could take place, and so they have alerted local police stations along the coast of Kerala to make sure that that doesn't happen.
OK, thank you for that update. Pavni Mittal there in the capital.